Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Well, here we are with Christmas almost upon us, and before I would share the word of the Lord, I just want you to know I extend my love and appreciation to all of my faithful, regular listeners, my UCM family, the prayer partners that support this ministry, and all of you who perhaps may never have written, but I extend to you, in the name of Jesus, a warm and a blessed Christmas, that the presence of the Lord would be surrounding you, and you would know that God is present. His very name, Emmanuel, means that He is with you. And if God be for us, if God be with us, who can be against us? So, Father, I thank You for these few minutes we're able to share in Your presence, and ask God that You will minister to every heart, comfort every sorrow, every grief. Lord, let our times in the next hours of this week, Lord, be just filled with an anticipation of Your goodness, Your blessing in our lives, and help us to, Lord, to walk in a way worthy of You. In the name of Jesus, we thank You for it. Amen. Well, Christmas is a family time, is it not? And most of us would readily recognize and acknowledge this fact. Reunions take place, and it's always a heartwarming experience to go down to the airport or bus station and watch people as they greet arriving family members or friends. How wonderfully exciting it is to see people hugging one another with squeals of delight and tears of relief and sighs of profound satisfaction and smiles on every face. Parents, children, grandparents, uncles, aunts, lovers, friends, Christmas is a family time. And yet I was thinking, as I was preparing for this broadcast, I was thinking of those perhaps of you who may be listening who are spending this time alone. You may not have family to be with this particular Christmas, or your circumstances are such that it's a pretty lonely time for you. Well, there were times in my life when I have been alone. In those years, I did not know the Lord, and of course, that's really a very, very lonely time, and nothing can fill that aching, lonely spot in your heart except Jesus. However, if you have accepted Jesus, even if you are alone, I want to encourage you with one of the thoughts that have always blessed and uplifted my heart. Even though you may be alone at this time, yet you are part of God's great family. Your spouse, friends, you may be up in years, and many of you, your friends and loved ones are gone on before you to be with the Lord. Rejoice in that fact, that the time is short before we will all be together again. So, beloved, even if you may not have natural family around you, you may be an inmate, and you know how lonely that can be. Many inmates write to me, and I pray for them, and I know what their struggles are. Ogden Nash has defined a family as a unit consisting of children, a man and or a woman, occasional animals, and the common cold. It is appropriate that Christmas should be a family time because if we go back to that first Christmas, Mary was ready to give birth to the Christ child, and the Holy Family was about to get its start. The angel Gabriel had come to Mary and said these words, "Hail, O favored one, the Lord is with you." he gave her a momentous message. You will conceive and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. That's Luke 1:28-31. Then the angel added, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Now, if you can imagine those words being said to Mary, that they were not necessarily good news. She was not married. She had not planned to have a child at this point in her life. She was engaged, but not married. And most of us know that pregnancy is always a time of intense personal crisis. Babies never seem to come when they're planned. Pregnancy is a crisis for people. But the absence of a pregnancy for young couples today is equally a great crisis. When people learn that the Lord has something in mind for them that doesn't fit their plans, almost always, you know, we respond by saying, oh, no, no, no. But think about it. Mary did not respond that way. The angel came and told Mary that the Lord had something in mind for her that not only did not fit her plans, but never had entered her mind. But what did Mary do? She responded with these wonderfully profound words, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word. Luke 1:38. Let it be. Amazing response. When you think of what was she saying, you know, it's not like saying uncle when you're just in a situation where you've got to kind of give up. It's not giving up. It's a way, if you will, of dealing with reality and the changes in our plans that God will sometimes bring about. It's coming to terms. It's making peace with new realities. But it's not easy to respond that way. Where you find yourself right now in your life, are you able to say, I am the servant of the Lord. Lord, let it be done unto me according to your word. You know, we become so easily distracted so quickly by so many things. And that's especially true at Christmas time. People are, to be honest, sometimes not really interested in what the preacher has to say. Many are thinking, I hope the sermon's short today. What's on your mind? Are you thinking about the gifts that you've given or received, or gifts that you didn't give and didn't receive? Are you thinking about how tired you are and the things you have to do yet? The turkey that has to be put into the oven, or the miles you have to travel? You may be thinking about heated words that you've exchanged with your spouse, your children, your parent, a friend, a neighbor. You know, we get so easily excited at this time of year and get angry very easily, especially with drivers, other drivers. Some of you are thinking about poor people. You realize you've received so much that you've become aware of the fact there are many who have so little while we have so much. Some of us really worry about that and feel badly because we have so much at Christmas time. Some are concerned about events in the world, possibility of war, the violence, and the upheaval and turmoil of nations. Some perhaps are worrying about some personal tragedy in your own life that has occurred, or in the life of a loved one or friend. There was a philosophy professor who was acquainted with tragedy. When he was a young man, his brother was killed, and after he was married, he lost two sons in the Second World War. He had a tragic sense of life, but he was a man who was present and sensitive. He wrote many marvelous prayers, and one of those I'd like to share with you. He wrote, Mighty and merciful God, born into this flesh, and in this flesh, living in this world, we seek the support and refuge of every earthly thing in power. And though life brutally and forcibly forces us to drop one thing after another, we return again and again to put our trust in things obvious to sense and use. Although there is no hope but in thee, and no lasting joy save in thy kingdom. Do you believe that? It's true. Many don't believe, so they get excited, distracted. But this Christmas is a time to say, let it be. Let go of all that other stuff, all the other things on your agenda. Let it be. Now is the time to worship Jesus. And everyone who shared in that first Christmas had to do that. The shepherds had to leave their flocks. The kings had to leave their kingdoms in order to come and worship. They had to leave all those things that were so distracting in order to come and pay attention and worship the Lord. Let it be. On Christmas Day, we become sometimes worried and distracted and anxious about so many things. But Christ has come into our homes and into our lives. One time, Jesus went into the home of his friends in Bethany. Mary and Martha were there. Mary came and sat down at his feet and listened to him. But Martha became anxious and concerned about being a good hostess. She was worried about getting the food on the table, about all the things that needed to be done, all the things that had to happen, the things that people were saying to one another, and how Mary was out there not helping with all the things that had to be done. In her home was Christ. Yet she was attentive to everything else but him. Brothers and sisters, let's come to a place like we can say as Mary, "Let it be done unto me according to thy word, Lord." Let go of all those things, all those other distractions, at least for a few minutes, and let us come and worship the Christ who is in our midst and in our lives. Christmas invites us to kneel in thanksgiving at the remembrance of his incarnation and receive him anew and afresh into our lives. The angel of God has come and told us the good news, and let us respond as Mary did. Let's let go of the things that we wanted and are what we desired, and let us say, "Let it be. Let it be, O Lord, according to thy word." Praise God. Well, beloved, I thank you for joining me, and my heart's cry, my prayer to the Lord is for you to have a most blessed Christmas holiday. As always, I invite you, even though I know it's a busy season, if you have prayer needs, the new year is going to be soon upon us. I invite you to write, share those things you'd like God to do in your behalf. I'll be praying for you. Again, I love you and wish you the most blessed Christmas ever. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.